Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it. No, no more. Got a story, and it's time to tell. 'Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
And welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen, and hallelujah. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we just give God all the praise and honor and glory, and we thank him for being able just to be here tonight. Last week, we were having some technical difficulties with the Blog Talk platform. They seem to have worked through that. So we just give God all the praise again for allowing us to be here and be with you tonight in the study of God's all-sustaining, all-powerful, never-failing, hallelujah, and holy word. We like to welcome in the presence of our God, and we do that by worshiping him and by also bringing in a song of praise. So as we bring in the presence of our God, we ask that you listen to this song of praise. Then Pastor Jasper's going to lead us to the throne of grace in prayer. And then we have a word in the house for you tonight, praise God. And so at this time, I ask you just to listen and be blessed, praise the Lord, as Hezekiah Walker shares with us one of my favorite songs, Every Praise, Hallelujah, Belongs to Our God. Listen and be blessed.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
every praise is to our God.
every praise is to our Most High God. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise and thanksgiving, honor, and glory. I just wanted to pause before I turn the phone over, turn the line over to Pastor Jasper. I thank God that he is in the house with us tonight, and I want to send out thanks to all of those of you that have been sending up prayers for us. Pastor Jasper has been dealing with some health issues, but praise God, the Lord is healing his body. We thank you so much, because the prayers of the righteous avail much. We have been filling your prayers, and God has been moving, and we just give God all the praise. So we thank you so much for your prayers. We thank you so much for your faithfulness. We just send much love to you as we feel your love being coming back and being returned to us. So thank God for you. I'm going to, at this time, Pastor Jasper, praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank God for the prayer team. Thank God for the prayer warrior, Father. Oh, man. Thank you for your faithfulness. Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Lord, we praise you. We thank you for your holy word on today. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, that enlighten our hearts and our minds, and we receive the word on today. Father, Lord, we pray and thank you for your goodness and your mercy, Father.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this day and time, Father, Lord, and pray for those that are on the line tonight. Lord, bless each and every one, Father, Lord. Bless me, exceedingly above all that you can ask or thank, Father, Lord. Thank God for people who know how to pray, Father. They send a prayer, so there's no distance in prayer. Thank God for those who have a heart and mind to pray before the things of God, Father. Bless them, God, and keep them, protect them, Father, Lord. Elevate them, Father, Lord. Push them to their destiny you call them to be in, Lord. You call for them to do, Father. Do your kingdom business, Lord, such a time as this, Father. Bless your people, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord, to push them to the divine destiny for their life, Father, Lord. Push them to their promotion and increase, Father, Lord. And in their victory, Lord, for the things of God, Father, Lord. Blessing in their sanctification. Blessing in their justification. Blessing in their glorification to the glory of God, Father, Lord. Have their way in their life, Father. Bless the woman of God on tonight, Lord. Bless my family, Lord. Bless your family, Father, Lord. And we stay on your word. We thank God for your healing, deliverance, Father. In Jesus' name, through the precious blood of Jesus, through the word of the Most High God, Father, Lord, is there anything too hard for God? Nothing is too hard for our Lord and Savior, Father. None is too hard for our God. Amen. And we praise your holy name. Thank you for your holy truth, your word truth, Father, Lord, that you may take and enlighten our hearts, Father, Lord, that you may apply your holy word to our every circumstance, Father, Lord, that your illustration of your word may illuminate in our hearts on today, Father, Lord, open our minds together to stand strong in the things of God, Father, Lord. We praise you and we thank you and we glorify your holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice, child of God, and be glad. And thank you, Father, for your holy word. Thank you for your blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Also, too, I want to stop and pause and say happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans, and thank you for your service to all of the men and women that have served in our armed forces. Praise God, as well as those that are still serving. We just give God the praise for you, and thank you, and God bless you again for your service to our country. Well, praise God, we have a word in the house tonight, and I just want to, before I even begin, ask the Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. We thank you, Lord God, for your power, your presence, your anointing. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you use my vocal cords to speak forth your word with anointing, with clarity, with understanding, Lord God, and that your word will go forth to the hearts and the minds of those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the masses. Father, we just give you all the praise as we come humbly before you, Lord God, and humbly before your throne of grace, Lord God. Now, Holy Spirit, speak as only you can, Father, not of me, but all of you, and we will be certain to give you all the praise, honor, and glory, and it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. And amen. Praise God. Well, the title of the message tonight is When Faith Talks, Fear Walks. When faith talks, fear walks. What are you talking about, Pastor Constance? Let's turn to the book of Job. I'm not going to be before you too long, but the Holy Spirit says just to bring you a reminder that when faith talks, fear has got to fear walk in Jesus' name. Job chapter 1, verse 1, it says this, that in the land of Uz there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright, and he feared God and shunned evil. Job was a man of God. The word of God say he walked before God. He walked before God upright. He feared God. He lived according to the principles and precepts of God. And it says further that Job was a man, God had blessed him because of the fact that God gave him favor because Job was a child of the Most High God. Job had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was great among the people of the East. And then the scripture goes on to say, it's not to go over the entire chapter, you can read it at your own leisure, that one day in heaven, the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came with them. Then the Lord said to Satan, he said, where have you come from? And Satan answered, verse 7, the Lord, and he said, from roaming throughout the earth, going back and forth. Why was Satan roaming? 1 Peter 5 and 8 answers that question, because at 1 Peter 5 and 8 tells us to be sober and be vigilant, because thy adversary Satan walketh about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Verse 8 of Job 1 says this, then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on the earth like him, my God. He says he is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil. Well, of course, Satan always has to have something sarcastic to say. Does Job to God. Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not put a hedge of protection around Job and his household and everything that he has? And Satan said, but now stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. And then the Lord said to Satan, very well, then, everything that he has is in your power, but only upon him do not lay a finger. Do not put your hands upon him. And then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Well, as the chapter goes, over one day's time, Job is given 4 bad reports, each one of them informing him that his sheep, his servants, and 10 children all have died due to thieving intruders or natural disasters. Job rips his clothes and he shaves his head in sorrow, but yet, Job, he is at a point where he has a decision to make. Job has to choose whether or not he's going to let faith talk or whether or not he's going to let fear talk. Scripture goes on to say, the passage goes on to say in verse 20 that after all of these bad reports came, and I'm paraphrasing, and it says here, then Job, he fell to the ground, and he didn't curse God. No, he didn't. Job allowed faith to talk. Huh. Job said this. He said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's faith talking, even in the face of fear. Then there's another example, because remember the title of the message. The title of the message is When Faith Talks, Fear Walks. Well, the Bible, it gives accounts of several of those within the Bible, one of which was David. David, even at the time that he was just a mere shepherd boy, he was faced with the challenge of Goliath. Goliath, of course, was a giant of a soldier in the Philistine army. And Goliath had challenged the children of Israel. Not only had they challenged them, the children of Israel, they chose fear over faith. But David was not so. David, in the chapter, it says this, that now it says that David, he went to Saul, basically, and he told Saul that he would face the Philistine. He would face Goliath. And Saul tried to David on his armor, and that did not work because David was not used to all of the heavy armor that was there with Saul's army and with the children of the army for the Israelites. But David said this. You see, sometimes we too, we have to be able to know, we have to know how to speak to the giants in our lives. So David gathered up, as you know the story, he gathered up five smooth stones. And then David said this to Goliath as he faced him. He said, you come to me. David chose now to speak faith instead of fear. He said, you, the javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day, come on, David, he's declaring, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. He didn't say he might. He said, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. Ah, and this day I will give the carcasses of the camp of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth. Can you imagine Goliath standing there, and this little ruddy boy, teenager, comes before him, and he is speaking boldly. Oh, when you have the presence and the favor of God upon your life, when you face the giants in your life, you don't have to back down in fear. No, you can stand before your giants, and you can speak boldly. David said, and this I will give the carcasses of the camp to the Philistines, to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Come on, David. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with the sword and the spear. For the battle, come on, is the Lord. This is what we have to realize. When we're going through difficulties, when we're going through challenges. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Oh, we have to know how to speak faith, because when faith talks, fear walks. Fear has got to flee. Oh, let's go take it on into the New Testament. And there was a virgin by the name of Mary. And in the sixth month, angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee to this virgin who was espoused to Mary, Joseph of the house of David. And then the angel came to Mary and he said to her, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at the saying and cast in her mind, "What manner of salutation must this be?" And the angel said to her, he told her, "Fear not. Don't worry." That's what God is saying to us. Fear not. When you stand and you face things or challenges that even you may not understand, fear not. Fear not, the angel said to Mary, "for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David." And then Mary, she had a choice to make. Would she fear, or is she going to speak faith? And Mary's ultimate cry was one of faith. Mary said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." Oh, well, guess what? That was Mary. And that same faith, I believe that she taught her baby boy Jesus. Because guess what? Jesus, being the Son of God, he was tested in the wilderness after, even right before of the time of his ministry. He went forth into the wilderness, and Satan tempted him after he had been in the wilderness and was hungry for 40 days and 40 nights. And then Satan came to him, and he said this to Jesus. He said, "If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread." Well, Jesus, being the Son of the living God, he knew that he was going to speak faith. He's going to speak the word of God. He even said, "It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." And then the Satan, he took him up to the holy city and to the highest point of a temple. And he said, "If you are the Son of God," he knew who he was, "throw down yourself, for it is written." Listen to this now. Satan's going to tell him what is written. The child, the Son of God, the creator of the heaven and earth, the one who wrote and ordained and spoke God's word. But that's just how the deceiver tries to do. But guess what? Again, you stand firm on the word of God. And Satan said, "He will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift up their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone." And Jesus then said to him, "But it is also written," hallelujah, "do not the Lord your God to the test." You don't tempt the Lord your God. And again, the devil took him up to the very high mountains, and he showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said, "And I will give you all of this if you bow down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, basically in the ad attitude, okay, Satan, enough is enough. It's time for you to get on out of here. So away with me, he said. Get away from me. Get away, for it is written, you are to worship the Lord your God, and only him shall you serve. And then after he spoke that word, because when faith speaks, fear has got to flee. When faith talks, fear has got to walk. Then the devil, he left, the word says. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended and ministered unto the Lord. So you see, when the enemy comes to disrupt your peace, and when you're faced with challenges that you may not be able to see your way out, and even if you're faced with an illness that tries to attack your body, then you've got a choice to make. You've got a decision to make. You've got to decide whether you are going to allow fear to take over, or will you allow faith to speak. Do you speak faith or do you speak fear? Well, guess what? First, you need to determine what fear is to you. You need to determine what fear is to you. You see, if you see fear in the natural, then you're going to find excuses and reasons. Find excuses and reasons. Follow me with that acronym. Find excuses and reasons, F-E-A-R, to embrace fear. But if you look, you're going to see fear as false evidence appearing real. You see, if you look at fear in the natural, you're going to see fear as an opportunity to forget everything and run. But if you look at fear in the spiritual, you're going to face everything and rise. Oh, yes, the word of God tells us, yes, it tells us that having done all to stand, it says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand and withstand in the evil day. That means fear to you means that you can face whatever the enemy might try to throw at you, and you're going to rise. It says here, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able then and withstand, that you may be able to rise in that evil day. And having done all to stand and trust God. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Trust him by faith. And here's a reminder to you. It is a song that I just wanted to share with you, these lyrics that says, as you trust God by faith, it says, I know that faith is easy when everything is going well. But can you still believe in me when your life's a living hell? And when all the things around you, they seem to quickly fade away. There's just one thing I really want to know. Will you let go? Will you stand on my word, says the Lord? Against all odds, will you believe what I have said? Oh, what seems impossible? Will you believe every promise that I made? Will you receive? I know how bad it might have hurt you when that loved one's life came to an end. And when they had to leave you, you said you'd never love again. But will you trust that I can help you and I'll never turn away? Will you trust in me, child, no matter come what may? Oh, what if it hurts? What if you cry? What if it doesn't work out the first time? time that you try? What if you call my name, says the Lord, and you don't feel me near? Will you still believe in me, or will you fear? Yes, you should say, yes, I will trust you, Lord. Come on, you got to trust God. You got to be able to, no matter what, let faith talk and fear walk. I pray that that word will be a reminder to each of you, no matter what the difficulty may be or challenges that you may face. Our God is near. All you got to do is trust him and allow faith, the words of faith, to be able to fill your mouth and to speak forth his word. Line your words up with his word, speaking faith with the anointing and clarity. And I promise you, God said that his word will go forth and it will not return void. It is going to accomplish everything that it has been sent for. May God add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and understanding of his word.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for that powerful word from the woman of God, Pastor Constance, right here. Thank God for that word. Amen. When faith talks, fears walk. Amen. What a powerful word that he is on today. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for the woman of God. Amen. What you going to believe on today? Are you believing stay on the word of God on this hour? Amen. But David learned to stand on the word of God. He learned to trust Yahweh. He learned to trust Almighty God. He learned to trust the great I am. Amen. He learned to trust Jehovah. Amen. He learned to trust him. And David had some ships. He had some ships. Amen. Ain't some potato chips. He had some ships. He had a relationship with Yahweh, praise God. He had a relationship with our Heavenly Father. I mean, he was a shepherd boy, but he had a relationship with Almighty God, the great I am, amen? We had to keep the sheep and protect the sheep for wild animals and stuff out there and so forth. One thing about a shepherd and his bag, the shepherd not put so many stones in his bag because when you're out there, you got to protect the sheep. Also, be prepared for those creatures to come about. It may be more than one. So when Goliath come about, Goliath had some brothers too. But anyhow, that's still for another day. But they were prepared. Amen. God, the only thing God is you one stone to take out that giant. Imagine what you need one stone for you on today. Amen. What you believe on today? For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Amen. We thank God for the sound mind. We thank God we learn to believe and trust in his holy word on this hour. Amen. And pray to God. And a blessing to you as you study and meditate on the word of God on today, amen, that you become and have a greater relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go to the phone line. What is your decision tonight when you're dealing with any challenges or difficulty? Are you going to let faith talk and fear has got to flee? Hallelujah. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. If you'd like to join into this discussion tonight about speaking faith over your circumstances, that's what we're talking about. We'd love to hear from you, praise
Amen.
God. Just press 1 on your dial pad. We
Amen.
Thank God. Come on, Mother Pat.
Mother
praise
Pat,
God.
Pat.
Good evening. How are
Hello.
You?
I'm doing wonderfully well. I want to say, take your hand and pat your back. That's from me, okay? That was a wonderful word, an encouraging word. I'll tell you that, and the whole time you was talking, I was thinking about one of the old generals. He's gone, Lester Sumrall. And Lester Sumrall used to say, starve your doubt, feed your faith.
Yeah,
and just like you say, when you have faith, fear got to go. It can't
that's
say
right.
that.
No,
no.
It can't.
And if you got doubts and you feed your faith, doubts got to go.
That's
so
right.
I tell you, that is a very good and encouraging word for the
yeah.
saints tonight. Very
amen.
Good. Amen, amen. And I tell you, it was just encouraging, because we all go through something, and sometimes the enemy want to make you think you're not going to get out of it. But that's a lie.
That's
you
right.
You got to continue in your faith and believe God no matter what it looked like. I used to like
that's
to say,
right.
No matter what it looked like, what it smelled like, I choose to believe no
that's
matter
right.
what.
Choice
oh, yes. Yeah. That's the choice we make, because, you
mm-hmm.
know, we got to have faith to see it. And the Lord
yes,
said in one of the scriptures, I can't remember exactly when, but he said, will the Son of Man find faith when he returns back to the earth?
They return.
And
that's
I
right.
want to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
You will find
yes.
faith in the believers.
Amen.
No matter what we see, no matter what we hear, we choose to believe you. All right.
Amen.
Very good, my
Amen.
Sister.
Love
you guys.
My sister. God bless you. Love you, too. Thank you so much. That's right. That's right. I remember Lester Summerall.
Oh, yeah.
He talked about feed your faith and starve your doubts to death. Mm-hmm. Yes, you got a choice to make. You got a choice to make. Thank you, Mother Pat. Those were encouraging words. Praise
Amen.
God. Caller number 4294, Associate Pastor Gretchen Manley. Talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Good evening. Can you hear me? Hello? The Manley, we can't hear you. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes. We can hear you now. Go right ahead.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Greetings from Lake Charles. I want to say greetings to my pastors, Pastor Dasper and Pastor Lisa. God bless you, and thank God
praise
for
God.
You and all the pastors and reverends out there in the listening audience. Thank God for you. What a wonderful, wonderful word, as usual, a wonderful word of encouragement and strengthening, and it just blessed my soul, and I hope that it blessed everybody else's soul, too, because it is a wonderful word about how faith, you know, sometimes you just feel like you just can't hold on, you just can't do anymore, but just dive into your faith. Just dive into that word. Sometimes I just take a word and I just meditate on it. I just pray on it. I just think on it. I just believe on it over and over again. And don't worry about how long you've had to wait, or how long you've been waiting, or how long it's been, or how much you've been through. Just keep on believing that God will see you through. He always
right.
has, and he always will. He will see you through. Don't worry about the time that is taken. Just concentrate on meditating on that word and believing on that word and seeing that manifestation of what God is going to do for you. And I'm a believer. I am a witness that he will bring you through some things that you never thought in your heart that you could do. But all you have to do is draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings, having your heart sprinkled to cleanse from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised it is faithful. That's Hebrews 10:22-23. Draw near to God, especially in these last days we are in, beloved. Draw near to God. Draw near to God. Draw near to him.
Mm-hmm.
That will strengthen your faith. That will strengthen your reserve. That will give you the courage and the strength you need to go on. Because without the word of God, you can't do it. So I just beseech everyone to continue to listen to these broadcasts. Continue to listen to the services on Sunday, a powerful word of encouragement to build up your faith, to build up your strength in the Lord. Continue in the Lord. Continue in the word. And God will help you get on to where you need to be. And thank you so much, Pastor, for your love and your commitment to this word. Pastor Jasper, also, God bless you. Thank God for your strength tonight. Thank God for your healing in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We just give God all the glory and the honor for that. And bless your whole household. And I'm going to get off and let someone else have a comment. But thank you so much for that word of encouragement to, you know, dive into your faith, pull into your faith, draw nearer to God in Jesus' name. Thank y'all.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you,
Pastor Manley, Associate Pastor Manley. God bless you. Thank you for sharing those words of encouragement, and that is so true. When you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. And you, all you have to do is continue to stand on his word. We have one other call I remember, and I'll get to in just 1 second. I remember as the Pastor Osteen's mom, Dodie Osteen,
oh, yeah,
when she was sharing about her challenge when she was diagnosed with cancer. She says that she literally her Bible, and because the word of God says to stand on his word, she actually took her Bible and she stood on the, laid it on the floor and stood on the word of God no matter what. She said she was standing, and that was a demonstration of her faith, as no matter, she continued to speak forth the word of God through prayer, through studying the word, and praise God over that which that the doctor told them. She had lung cancer, I believe it was, and that which the doctor told them that, you know, she didn't even have a chance to survive more than a couple of weeks. But God, she still, praise God, living even until this day. And that was way back in, I think it was 1970-something. But praise God, that's the power of God and the power of the spoken word and the power of God, because he is indeed so faithful. So we just give God praise. Caller 3925, caller number 3925. Good evening, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Hello,
it was such, hello, hello, family, hello.
Oh,
it was
welcome.
Such an
God.
Encouraging word.
God bless you.
Yeah, been praying for you.
Thank you, thank you. Such an encouraging word. Such a needed word for such a time
yeah.
as this. I
yeah.
need
Amen.
That word.
Amen.
So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And including your acronyms for FEAR, phenomenal. Phenomenal. So thank
God.
You so very much. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. May God continue to richly bless and keep you both. And I love you
yes.
all to life.
Amen.
Love
we
you
love
too.
You too.
Prophet
We're going
to
continue Cousin. To keep you, Prophetess
yeah.
Cousin,
yeah.
lifted up in our prayers. We thank you so much for you joining in and joining
yeah.
us tonight. What
you.
A blessing. And thank you so much for those words of encouragement. We pray and thank God that that word was a blessing to you as well. We give God all the praise and continue, yes, to lift you as well
Amen.
As your family
Amen.
Up. In Jesus' name. Well, we thank God for, is there any other that would you like to share? We have a few more minutes left into the program. We thank God for the opportunity to partake and share in his word. It's just good to get together
Amen.
And share the word of God and with fellow believers and to be able to have those that join with us. And so we thank God for each and every one of you that's on the line tonight. It is truly a blessing to fellowship. Oh, how good and how pleasant it is, the word of God says, for brethren to join together in unity. And in this case, in the unity and the study of God's word. You know, we will not let the program end without giving the opportunity for salvation, because that's our purpose here. We don't want to just assume everybody on the line is saved. So if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, you know, if you don't know him, more than likely this might sound like foolishness to you, because the word of God tells us that those that are out in the world, the word of God and the plan and precepts of God, that's foolishness to them. But guess what? All you have to do is just ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. It is his desire that all are saved and that all come into the knowledge of God. And all you have to do is just pray a simple prayer. It is so simple that even a child can understand. Just say, Heavenly Father, you know that I know that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
I am a sinner. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Take charge of my life. I yield myself to you. And as it's as simple as that. And I know that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for the sins of this world and for my sins. Please come into my life. I repent of my sins. Forgive me and allow me to live for you for the rest of my life. And guess what? If you pray just a simple prayer as that, Romans 10:9-10 says that you are saved. We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the kingdom of God.
Yes,
your name, hallelujah, has been written into the Lamb's Book of Life tonight, November the 13th, 2023, at 8:53 Eastern Standard Time. Glory be to the our God. Hallelujah. And if you prayed that prayer and you meant it with all of your heart, reach out on our website. We'd love to hear from you. Find yourself a good Bible-believing church and join with other believers and ask God to help you to grow in the things of God and in the study and revelation knowledge of his word. Well, we just give God all the praise, honor, and glory again. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight as we delve into the study of God's word. We pray that you go forth and have an awesome week in the Lord, and to God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love you. Have a blessed night and take care. God bless.
We've been called for a show. He's excellent.